If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Girl!
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. It is Friday. Today, get $1 draft Miller Lights every Friday from 4 to 6 at Chickies and Pete's. It's Friday at 3 o'clock, which means we're joined by the famous Sassy Elliot, Elliot Shore Parks, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. There's no stopping the Robin. What's up, Sass?
What up? How's it going?
Good to hear from you, Sassy Elliot.
You a little tired? You a little tired?
No, I'm not tired at all. Got up, did the show this morning, feeling good, excited.
Why would he be tired?
Well, because on the morning show today. I just want to make sure that...
Doing a lot of heavy lifting this morning.
Yeah, I've heard some allegations of tiredness at that show. I want to see how he's doing.
Nah, never tired, always working. You know how it is.
Elliot, should the Eagles draft a quarterback this coming year? Yes or no, and why?
Of course not. It would be a disastrous decision if they did it. We've seen this before. We've seen this exact movie. And in 2020, it wrecked the season, and it almost wrecked the franchise. I don't think saying that it worked with Jalen Hurts is a good reason to do it again. The result ended up being good, but the process was not. So I would not take another quarterback. The best path for this franchise moving forward is to get the best version of Jalen Hurts. And the best version of Jalen Hurts is not drafting and using a high-level resource on a quarterback in the second round. Now, if Jalen, you know, struggles, then you figure that out then. But planning for him to struggle, I think, is the first step in making him struggle.
Okay. I'm just going to discuss this with you rather than argue, because I understand your perspective, Elliot.
I would love to discuss it with you.
I can be a gentleman.
Me
so
too.
Just a few things there. And I'll start with the last thing you said first about planning for him not to be good. I think generally a general manager's job is not to plan for the best case scenario. It's to plan for the worst case scenario. What if this doesn't work? Of course, you want to make decisions that you believe are going to work, but you need contingencies. That's part of the thing. Don't you think it would be smart? Like, I think it's at least fair to wonder if Jalen is going to A, run anymore, and he's going to B, evolve as a passer. It's at least fair to wonder whether that's a possibility. Given that it's fair to wonder if that's a possibility, isn't it Howie's job just to have as many different options for quarterback moving forward as he can?
Yeah, I think I agree with you. One of the GM's job is to do that. I just think a bigger job description is to get the best out of his quarterback. And maybe because, you know, I covered 2017, we all lived through 2020. Like, maybe those experiences shape my opinion of this. And maybe if this was another team, it would be like, yeah, go ahead and draft a quarterback in the second round, right? But when we have seen in this exact city what the results are, I'm willing to take the risk of maybe not being as prepared for Jalen failing so that I can avoid what is likely going to be, or will definitely be, a huge circus if they take one in the first few rounds. And I also think it's important, like, when you discuss the decision about what a GM should do, to talk about this exact instance, which is, Jalen is already viewed as, maybe they don't believe in him. Jalen already around the league is not viewed as like a guy locked into that job, right? So had they taken Shedeur Sanders last year, we know what the discussion would be, and he was a sixth-round pick. So I think you have to take that into consideration.
Okay, couple other things in the first thing you said. You did say that it was a disaster taking Jalen Hurts, but you would also agree that they probably wouldn't have won the Super Bowl if they hadn't taken Jalen Hurts and planned for that exact thing, right? I mean, yes, it was almost a disaster, but it also helped win them a Super Bowl.
So I think that's an interesting question because I agree, like, Jalen won the Super Bowl and having him helped them. I just think the way they got him, you do that 10 times, 9 of it is not going to work. And, you know, they tried to – I don't know if they were sold on him even after 2021. I think if you put them on truth serum, they would say –
Oh, we remember.
Yeah, for sure.
So, while it worked out, I just don't think the process was good. So, it's just not a compelling argument for me with the Jalen thing because – I think it was more of a lucky outcome than it was a sound way to go about making decisions. And
well,
you know,
but I would also say, hold on, before we get to the next thing, I would also say, though, them continuing to look at options even after 2021 is once again proof of them continuing to hedge their bets on quarterbacks. Like them wanting Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, even though they had Jalen, who played pretty well in his rookie year, is again them trying to say, we're not just going to sit there and let this fail. We are going to plan to succeed, not wait to fail.
See, but I think the 2021 offseason, and I recognize that's different than drafting, was rooted in a belief that Jalen was not the guy, or at least not having a ton of confidence at that point in his career that he was. And I think, you know, we can talk about how it's good to have a backup plan, and you know, having a bunch of quarterbacks is always a good thing. I really think the root of all this, when you talk about drafting a quarterback, is about being cautious about Jalen or not believing in Jalen. And I think, like, outside the building, people can do that. But if you're going to go into next season with him as the guy, I don't think it's good for the franchise to go in unless you are fully committed to him. And, like, another part of this, if we remove the Jalen aspect of it, using a premium resource on a backup player is absurd. Like, Jalen ended up playing, but the plan when they drafted him was not for him to play. This is a team that has cap space, right? But they got a lot of cash they have to spend this offseason on other positions. They have holes they need to fill, especially if they trade AJ. And using a draft pick on a quarterback that they themselves will say hopefully never plays, I just think would be a waste of a resource.
And then I guess the last thing, and this is what you started your response was that, like, drafting Jalen caused the disaster. I'm not talking about the Super Bowl afterwards, but with Carson. I just think it was a lot – the Carson situation was a lot shakier than the Jalen situation is now. Like, that Carson – that built to that point. The two Nick Foles years was just as responsible. And also, Carson Wentz was – has to take a lot of responsibility for that as well. You know, for all the criticisms I have of Jalen, his mental makeup and ability to withstand that sort of thing, I would imagine, would be stronger than Carson.
So, go ahead, Ike. I was just going to say to that, even though I can agree with a lot of that, don't you believe if Jalen goes into a season where, if according to some people, he doesn't get an extension that is warranted.
Yep.
And you draft a quarterback.
Yep.
High in this draft, first three rounds, you are creating something there that is unnecessary. It is almost you're manifesting his failure. Like, because it, in his mind, or if nothing else, he may check out mentally. He's already preparing to be somewhere else because you've indicated to him that he's not a part of your future plans.
I think it's boom or bust in that way. If they take one that really is second round or something, like, or they trade up in the second round.
The one thing I'll say that's different about Carson, he had the extension.
Right.
And he had the money already.
Yes.
So it's a little different in his situation.
I think on one hand, it could make him unravel. On the other hand, it could light a fire under his ass. I mean, it could. A guy who, like, if you believe at least enough of the reports within the building, has been resistant to change. Yeah. I agree. The disaster possibility is there.
Yeah.
But it also could be a wake-up call. Yeah.
But I would also say, too, that you're right. Like, how he responds to it could tell us a lot. And maybe, you know, he would handle it better than Carson. I just don't want to find out. Like, I don't think the job of the organization is to put Jalen through a litmus test of how much he can handle and still be successful, right? Like, I think what they do, like, every decision they make should be about Jalen. That's what I think makes a successful team, making the best of the quarterback. So I do think he would probably handle it better than Carson. You're right. There was a unique situation there with his exact relationship with backup quarterbacks, which is, you know, extremely unique and we'll probably never see again. But I still just think putting him through this, like if they draft a quarterback, the first question he'll get at his first press conference will be, so they drafted a quarterback in the second round. What do you think about that? Are you looking forward to helping them? Do you feel like this is a threat to your job? Like, that will be the story. And so I think, like, maybe if they were a private business, they could get away with it. But I think with the public draw it would have, it would just be a much unneeded distraction.
The way you handle it is you give him an extension. And then if you draft a quarterback, let's say in the third round even, now that's viewed as you're preparing for Tanner McKee to leave. So now you got your backup quarterback in place.
I do think if they gave him an extension, it's different. Yeah.
I also do think there actually is a big difference between a second and third round pick.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they draft someone in the third round, I think you could legitimately say that is the Tanner replacement that they want for the future. I think second round is where you go, okay, this is more about Jalen being a starter than it is about like building out the depth chart.
Yeah. Elliot, something we hadn't talked about that Ike brought up, I can't remember was off air or on, but A.J. Brown, we talked about him. He doesn't have any guaranteed money after this year. Do you think there's any possibility they give A.J. another contract?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, I think if he's coming back, you're doing it hoping to get the best version of him, the most committed version of him, and the happiest version of him. And I think a huge signing bonus would certainly make him happier and more committed, right?
Oh, yeah. Because last one made him happy.
Yeah.
The last signing bonus made him real happy.
Well, it did for the most part of 2024. They at least got... But, you know, another aspect of all this, and you're right about the AJ contract thing, is when you hire a 33-year-old offensive coordinator, you probably want to make sure you have the least amount of drama and tough personalities like going into the season. So drafting a quarterback, that's a complicated thing for an offensive coordinator to handle. An unhappy AJ, that's a tough thing for an offensive coordinator to handle. And especially when he's 33. Like, so I just think that's an element of all this as well. So, yeah, I mean, the AJ contract thing is an interesting question, and I could definitely picture something like that happening.
Just a couple other Eagles ones before I give you our other decision week question for today. What do you think the odds are they extend Jalen Carter this offseason?
I think still good. I do. I think that they will want, I mean, he's obviously a great talent. I know he didn't have a great year, but they've been planning for this for probably since the moment they drafted him, but I would say definitely since last offseason. So didn't have a good year. I think the Jordan Davis thing probably maybe takes a little money out of the Jalen Carter thing, but I also think Jalen Carter will be, you know, will want to get a deal done. It's still going to be a massive amount of money for him. So he has a powerful agent. I think he'll want to get paid this offseason, and I think they'll get it done.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of guaranteed money, man, they got to give up there. Would you want to do that?
I agree, but
I would almost – you got him for two more years under contract. I don't know if they don't wait one more year to get it done.
I mean, but there's also the argument of, are you getting him at a – slight discount.
Slight discount, sure it is. And you know, that's how the Eagles like to do things.
Right. And I mean, coming off the year he had with the suspension, didn't have a great year, was injured. Like, yeah. I think you always get players a little cheap when you sign them early regardless, but you wonder if his price tag's even a little lower.
Down a little bit. Okay, that makes sense. Man, I was thinking about this, right? You got Jalen Carter. You got Jordan Davis, who should have been a Pro Bowler. Yeah. And you got Moro Jomo, and then you got Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
Reed Blankenship. Now, I know they're more at the bottom end of this thing, but.
N'Kobe, did you say N'Kobe?
And N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe Dean, yeah.
So I'm just, man, that's all on the defensive side of the ball. And we're going to give AJ an extension?
Well, the other name is.
How much money do we have?
Well, they didn't spend a lot of cash last offseason for this offseason. So in theory.
Okay.
But the other name is Nolan Smith. Nolan did not have a great year, but he's also contract extension eligible. And then next offseason, we talk so much about Cooper and Quinion, who will be eligible, but so will Jalix Hunt. And Jalix Hunt might be their best edge on the roster right now, even if they re-sign Jalen Phillips. So, you know, some of these guys are not going to get paid. Like a year ago with Nolan, it looked like he was going to be with that Jalen Carter, like lock him down the minute it happened.
Right.
But Nolan had a bad year.
I agree.
A bad year. So
and he wasn't healthy all year. Yeah, he wasn't healthy, yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
A lot of tough decisions this offseason.
Speaking of tough decisions, Elliot, for to honor the final day of decision week, every hour I'm giving Ike and Jack some different decisions, and I'll give you the one that I gave them at 2:30. Okay. Now, this is for the next 5 years you have to make this decision. Decision number one, or choice number one, every song you hear for those 5 years will sound as if it is being sung by John Johnson. Everybody else will hear the normal song, but you will hear the song as if it's sung by John Johnson.
All right.
Yes, okay.
Don't groan so loud, jeez.
Yeah. Option number two, for the next 5 years, now this doesn't count on the air, but every other time when you're not on the air, in every conversation you have with somebody off air, you have to work in the sentence, "I'm just a tiny little baby."
Oh, I don't even think this is close. I mean, just give me the John Johnson music. I don't even
An upset. Wow.
I mean, look, it would suck to not hear Oasis in their natural vocals and all, you know what I mean? But I do think
today is going to be the day that I'm going to throw it back to you. Yeah. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. Are you sure?
You sure you want that John Johnson voice, man?
You love music, man.
You're a music guy.
Yeah.
I would just listen to your guys' show on repeat on the Odyssey app all the time.
Okay. Beyonce, but change to John Johnson lyrics?
Yeah. Well, wow. You love the Bad Bunny halftime show. Can you imagine Bad Bunny in John Johnson?
I don't know Spanish, and I enjoyed that. So, you know, maybe I'll just, yeah. But, I mean, the
I'm surprised you didn't call it the best halftime show of all time. That feels like an Elliot type of take.
I know you too well. I mean, the baby thing would ruin your life. I mean, you would be unable to talk. You'd probably develop a phobia of talking.
The only way that the baby thing works is that just, now you're not allowed to explain what happened, but that just becomes your thing. It's like, oh, Elliot, he always says he's a tiny little baby.
Tiny little baby.
I think it would ruin you socially. I don't know who would want to hang out with you, but I don't really know much anyway. So.
Can you imagine Elliot in the Eagles locker room? And Saquon's
you got to interview people, too.
That's why you want John Johnson.
Yeah.
Every time he asks Jalen a question, Jalen, I'm just a tiny little baby.
No. I would say press conference, he's allowed to not do it.
Okay.
Like, imagine
Saquon comes over and says, I need you to help me with my shirt. And Elliot's well, I'm sorry, I'm just a tiny little baby.
Yeah, there was a moment last year where we were all by his locker and he was putting on a button-up shirt again, and I was legit thinking, please, dear God, do not ask me to do this. And he didn't. But I thought there was a chance after you guys asked him. Yeah.
All right, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. You get Go Birds Daily. Great call, Elliot. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There he is. Tiny little baby Elliot Shore Parks.
That's why he doesn't want to do it. He's 5'7".
Yes, he is actually kind of a tiny little baby.
Yeah. He already is.
Yes, he's already a tiny little baby. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles draft a QB this year at the final day of decision week? Bill in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
How you doing, guys? Love listening to the show.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Yeah. And two things. You got to keep Elliot on at 3:00 because that's when I drive.
Okay.
You and Spike are becoming the Abbott and Costello of your generation. When you guys did the next week, this week, last week, oh my God, I almost crashed my car. All right.
I want to be clear, not a bit, Bill. He was really doing that, and I was actually mad.
Yeah, he was actually mad about that.
It was incredible. Great radio. And you got to keep 3:30 country, not because I like the music, but I like your response to the music.
That's right. Okay. I think that's the only reason people like 3:30 country.
Maybe the way I get rid of 3:30 country is by going, that's a good one.
Ooh, the one about the trucks and beer?
And beer.
Not bad.
If Howie's going to get the most available person in the draft. That's what he always does.
Of course, yeah.
Jalen, you're insulting Jalen by calling him Carson Wentz. I think he's. I like Jalen. I like Sirianni. But if we get able to get a good quarterback, I think Jalen will pull it together. And like you said, I want third round because I think our number one pick has got to be a replacement for Lane Johnson.
Because what's
the sense of getting another quarterback if we have no protection?
Yeah, we got to go O-line with that first pick. Yeah. I might go O-line first, too.
Yeah.
Well, they may trade up. I was looking at the mocks. I mean, that might be a situation where they trade up if there's a guy they really like in the first round for a tackle. Yeah,
for sure. And also, I respect Elliott, but I tell you what, he's delusional in thinking that Sirianni has more control now than he's ever had. Because I'll tell you something, if this organization showed me anything, they got a young OC. If they got somebody like a Nick Fangio on the offensive side, I don't want to be a head coach anymore, that would be 100% behind Nick Sirianni. They got this young boy wonder now. He's bringing in his own people. This is putting Nick on notice. I'm sorry. And I thought it was going to put Jalen on notice too, but you guys have been talking about extensions, and I don't know all the business side of it.
Yeah,
we don't know if he's getting one.
Yeah, and the Jalen extension thing, there are ways, I would say, to do that that don't hamper you. You know, that maybe even make him more if you can possibly get him on a reasonable deal and they still want to trade him after this year, having him under a good contract might actually make him more valuable. I think that the extension thing is pretty complicated in that way. I agree with you on the Sirianni thing. The only way that I would say that it means that Sirianni has more power is if Sirianni actually hired Sean Mannion, if the choice was actually Sirianni's. Because
exactly.
then that would, him hiring a young and up-and-comer who has a bright future, that would be a bold but confident move from Nick Sirianni. But I don't think anyone, I don't believe that. I'm not saying he was against it. I surely don't think he was against it. And I don't even know if he's looking over his shoulder.
Nope.
But I know if Howie and Jeffrey were the ones that made that decision, then I don't think it looks great for Nick, to be honest with you.
No, and I like Nick, and I love the Super Bowl in 25 and all that stuff. But the thing is, the last 4 years, we lost two offensive coordinators because they were successful. We fired two offensive coordinators because they supposedly stunk. Nick couldn't help, and those two guys were inside the organization, and Nick couldn't help them when they needed help. So I honestly don't know what Nick does, and that's what I'm saying.
He certainly helped Kellen Moore. Hold on, he helped Kellen Moore.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. But all I'm saying is, if this boy Wonder does great for this team this year, they're not going to let him go. So what's the choice?
Well, where's he
the
going?
The choice is to make him head coach.
Is he going to get a head coach?
Yeah.
He's not going to be a head coach.
He could be.
He's not going to be a head coach.
We have a revolving door of offensive coordinators for Jalen for 7-8 straight years.
Yeah, that sucks. And that's why that's why Sean Mannion isn't going anywhere. He's going to be here. At least 3 years.
Well, at least?
Yeah, at least three.
All right.
I don't think he's head coaching material yet. I don't even know if he's offensive coordinator material.
I appreciate the call, Bill.
Let me throw this at you, Spike.
Yes, throw
and
it at
Fritzy.
Me.
Okay. And Fritzy.
Okay. Good to hear. Wow, Fritz too.
I know, me
so
too.
So let me give you the last 5 years. If we kept the same offensive coordinator the last 5 years, and I told you, you would make the playoffs every year, go to two Super Bowls, and win the Super Bowl. He wouldn't be here right now, right?
No, he would not.
Right? He wouldn't be here.
No, he would not.
If we had the same offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
That we've had success doing it the way that we're doing it. That's why the Eagles are okay with this.
Okay.
They've had success doing it this way. I truly believe
getting new offensive coordinators.
Yes, they felt like they needed a play caller to be the head coach, they would have made that move. By the way, Doug was a play caller.
He was.
Doug was the play caller when he was here.
Yes.
After Frank Reich left.
Yep.
So part of me says I'm starting to believe more and more that Nick is in position where they want him at, safe and secured. They've surrounded him with the help he needs from a coaching staff position, and they're going to continue to add players. If you look at this thing, if anybody is going to get the majority of the credit for this team's success, other than the players on the field, and we don't even want to give Jalen the credit, it's the players he has around him. So no one even wants to get a quarterback the credit. Who gets the credit?
Well,
Howie Roseman.
Howie, yes. Howie gets the credit.
There you go. And that's the way this thing is being ran, like a baseball team now.
So he gets the credit. Yeah?
Yeah.
215-592.
I'm not saying it's bad. It works.
It has worked so far. Yep. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles draft a quarterback in the upcoming draft? It is the final day of decision day. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast.
It's a big one.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Nothing goes better with watching our home teams and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is fine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got me the man.
I mean, it's almost a Three Doors Down song.
Ryan likes this one.
Yeah, this one's fine.
Come on, Eric Church and Morgan Wallen.
But he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. Man made a bar.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 3:30 country. Who is that?
Morgan Wallen and Eric Church.
Oh, well, Morgan Wallen. You know, he knows how to write songs.
Eric Church when at Barefoot Festival, if that's still happening.
It is
still in question.
It is. Right, it is 3:30 on Friday, which means we are joined by the. He says the most accurate forecaster in America. I'm not so sure. Tornado Shapiro.
Decision week on WIP, and I have decided I am going to have that Presidente beer in the dugout while I yell at my boss. Drink up, Shriner. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, just got back in town, and I'm doing a lot of watching of the Team USA in Milan, Italy. I didn't make it to Milan, but So far this week, I've been going down to the Italian market on 9th Street and watching people slip all over the ice down there. Mrs. Manicatti's having a devil of a time with her big cantaloupes knocking people over in front of Dom Giordano's seafood. It's a mess.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app, and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet, and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you ever been to covered the actual Olympics?
Many times, my friend. I was working for PRISM with Hugh Gannon back at the 92 Olympics in Albertville. The German female skiers invaded our chalet. It was the most exciting blitzkrieg on record. Those gals love the wiener schnitzel. Left the Messerschmitt on the floor. Took 3 days to negotiate a ceasefire, but I gotta tell you, I do love watching that luge. You know who invented the luge, don't you?
I do not.
The invention of the luge goes back to the 15th century in Norway. A famous morgue employee, Baron von Luge, he accidentally dropped a John Doe off the ice-cold slab and shot it down the speedy streets of Oslo. It became a local competition among Nordsmen. It didn't even become an Olympic event until 1964 and always played on a stiff, hard surface at a discreet location. Years later, his great-great-great-great-grandson, Sir Richard Harden, continued the tradition when he started Blue Chew. Go get it, boys!
That is not true. That sounds like a lie.
And I've been impressed with the female luge doubles team from Latvia. You remember them from a video they did a long time ago. It was a popular on the internet. Two gals, one sled.
No.
Yeah, I did it once. They made a tornado sandwich out of me.
No. Different topic.
Well, another thing the Olympics do great is, you know, the human interest stories. Like Helga Handy of East Germany. The family was originally from East Germantown. This girl was talented, good-looking, best in the world at the giant slalom. She worked those poles better than anybody in the Eastern Bloc, trained her whole life on the giant slalom. but she had a poor performance in the trials and only qualified for the half pipe. She was heartbroken.
Okay.
By the way, careful out there. Today is Friday the 13th. You know that bad luck thing.
That's right.
Yeah, are you superstitious, Tornado?
Hell no. I face it head on. One time on Friday the 13th, I was with a weather gal. We opened my umbrella inside the house, walked under the ladder, and this is a beautiful blonde. We jump under the covers. All of a sudden, I saw a black cat. Hello!
Okay.
By the way, I finally got to watch the Philly special 30 for 30 with my Latin weather gal friend, Felicia Speciale. We went back to her place and reenacted the strip set. Come on! She kept rewinding. She wanted to keep knocking the ball out of my hands again and again. We were watching it in bed. I yelled, "Zach Hurts!" She said, "There's a cream for that." Hello!
All right. Wrap it up. Wrap it up,
tonight,
buddy.
In Philly, dark and cold. Low 24. At the Olympics in Milan, Michael Barkan reports that the ice is slippery for your skating and hockey pleasure. Tomorrow, a gorgeous Saturday in Philly, partly sunny, going all the way up to 48 degrees. Time to open the pool. Sunday, cloudy, more pleasant. Temps high of 47. I give it a 50-50 shot of wind. You heard it here first. That's Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
All right, there he is, Tornado Shapiro. No Valentine's Day from
Valentine's
Tornado.
Day.
All Olympics. Yeah. I wonder if he doesn't want to bring it up because he's got so many different ladies and he doesn't want them to be jealous,
yeah.
You know?
I think he forgot it was Valentine's Day.
Maybe. That's possible.
You think he did?
I do.
I don't think so.
Well, Jack basically did. That's what he told me.
Well, I always just forget it's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got Joe Flowers this morning.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
What'd you do, pick him up at Kroger's?
The local grocery store. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. What are we doing here?
215-592-9494. Yep. Real Corey in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, not much. I got to identify with Jack there. I literally just got home with my wife, flowers and cards. So I get it. Waiting until the last minute is always the best way to do it.
I don't know, guys. You know,
it's just as thoughtful. It doesn't matter if it's the last day.
It really isn't. And this is just a message to the fellas out there.
Disturbing the spike.
The fellas. Well, it is, because I like Valentine's Day.
Really?
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Because
it's a fake holiday.
Yeah, but every holiday is fake.
No, every holiday is not fake.
You telling
me
Christmas is fake?
No, but what I'm telling you is giving presents for Christmas is fake.
Well, that's true.
The way we celebrate these things are fake.
Never mind.
Well, all I'm saying is this.
Yes.
Is like...
Case Walker and something.
It is, okay.
Thank you.
Is it a fake holiday? It is. But what is the result of this fake holiday? You just tell the person that you love them a little bit more that day. It seems nice. And this is my advice to fellas out there.
Yeah.
Put it in your phone. Put it in your calendar a week out. It reminds you, just call and order the flowers rather than doing it that day. Do a little something nice. Have a nice little dinner. It's very easy to be considerate on Valentine's Day. Yeah. I am pro Valentine's Day.
My anniversary is Monday, so...
Oh, it's very close.
It's all that's combined right. together. Yes. It's a weekend.
Yeah. You got to double dip then.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
Yeah.
Well, at least I never forget that it's Valentine's Day, though.
Forget it.
Yeah,
makes it easier.
Yeah.
Yes. Makes it easier.
Because of the anniversary.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Yep. All right, Corey.
Jack, you got a new Instagram follower. I know you wanted to see my picture so badly. So go check that out.
Oh, we're learning a lot about some callers today.
We sure are.
I guess I could have just emailed Spike, too, my picture. So
I'm getting emails now. I am getting emails.
Any death threats?
No, not yet. That's not funny, Jack.
All right.
Well, yeah. Idiot.
I mean... I'm going to say there's too many needs for the offense to be playing around with getting a quarterback. And, Spike, I think if you're honest, when they drafted Jalen, you weren't exactly happy about it.
Are you kidding me? I was the program director of WIP. I went to the store. I bought champagne. I popped it. Oh, my God. I couldn't have been happier.
Yeah. From a fan standpoint, I don't think you could be happy about it.
But here's the thing. You do not make decisions about the football team based on how the fans are going to react on draft night. You know, if you weren't happy about them drafting Jalen on draft night, do you think in the end it was a prudent decision to draft Jalen on draft night?
Yes, but just because it worked out doesn't mean it was a good decision in the moment.
Yes, and just because it doesn't work out doesn't make it not a good. It doesn't make it not a good decision. Howie's job is to say, and I don't think the Jalen position now and the Carson position then were the same, but they're also not super different. And there is question about Jalen. We all have, except for the lunatics. We all have questions about how Jalen's going to play this year. And if the general manager is worried about fan reaction that night, about whether he thinks there's a quarterback there worth taking that might be part of their future, I just keep going back to the fact that the worst thing that happens is Jalen plays good and you have a quarterback who ends up being a backup and you can let Tanner McKee, you can trade Tanner McKee. I don't know. I don't think there's – everyone's predicting this huge, you know, meltdown from Jalen. I do not. It makes me think you don't think much of Jalen if you think he's going to melt down.
I just think your early-round picks need to be for starters or fringe starter guys, not, you know, backups.
But he could be a starter.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Here's my thing. The whole organization – their philosophy is we're always trying to get better at every position, get better at this, that, and the third. Not to, like, go off topic, but Nick Sirianni, if you think he's done an okay job, why would you not be trying to upgrade that position? Because you're telling me that he's the best guy to do that job, and you see when a guy that comes in with some experience like Vic Fangio, what he can do with a side of the football, like, get somebody that's even more proven than Nick Sirianni and watch this thing take off.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Like, do you think Jalen's been a good quarterback here?
Yeah.
And if I were to ask you why, what would the evidence of that be?
Well, his playoff run last year in 24, and his overall winning percentage,
Okay. So why does Nick Sirianni not get that same benefit of the doubt from you? Why are you not willing to replace Jalen? Because he won the Super Bowl and he's had those playoff runs. But the head coach who is here, who I think gets credit for the wins as much, if not more, than the quarterback, why for you do you not give Nick Sirianni that benefit of the doubt, but you do give it to Jalen because of the playoff success?
Well, sure, because Jalen's the one that's actually playing the game, right? Like, when we look at late game decision-making and critical decision-making, Nick Sirianni hasn't exactly been great at that. And I think, you know, with the whole CEO head coach thing and the whole relationship thing, like, that's proven to be crumbling at this point. So, you know, what, like you've brought up before, like, what does he actually do that's really good that he can't be replaced, that could not be replaced with somebody else?
Yeah, thank you for the call, Corey. Jack had brought this up to me off air. It's funny that when we talk about why Jalen, they point to the winning percentage in the Super Bowl.
Right.
But you do not give Nick Sirianni the benefit of the doubt with the Super Bowl and the winning percentage as well.
Right.
When that is really what a head coach is judged on at the end of the day.
I think it is in part because they feel like you can see tangible evidence of what Jalen brings to the table. Whether you think that's 20%, 40%, 50%, whatever it is, he's actually out there playing. Whereas with Nick, a lot of his stuff is intangibles that often go unseen, and you don't get to see it on actual game days.
But a lot of Jalen's is the intangible thing, too.
I agree with you there.
No, I
agree with you.
Yeah.
I think Nick deserves more credit because, actually, I think wins and losses are a coach's stat.
Yep.
You know, he's responsible for the team. But I think most people look at the two, and they view Jalen as a player, and – even though we or some may view his play as okay, when you're winning, I think a lot of stuff gets glossed over. Like, it just does. So if they win, say, like, for a Super Bowl year, you know, us three, and I know you guys have your questions about Jalen, but even me as a quote-unquote Jalen guy, I never looked at last year as Jalen had some great year and – It was obvious.
He played like the 15th best quarterback in football.
No, I don't even mean this past year. I meant the Super Bowl year.
Oh, yes.
Like the Super Bowl year when people were trying to give him credit for the team's success. I was never on board with that.
Yes.
Yeah, I was never on board with that. So I think some people choose to overlook his shortcomings because they win. And with Nick, there's always that first impression is the most lasting impression.
Yes.
And people can't shake that.
Yep.
People can't shake that. I think it's unfair to the guy. He's been here just as long as Jalen is, and if nothing else, he's probably been under more scrutiny and criticism than Jalen has. Yes.
Technically has a higher winning percentage than Jalen.
Yes, because he's won games that Jalen.
Won games that Jalen did not play in. Yep. Yeah.
So. And Jalen started under Doug, technically.
Oh, that is true. So he gets that loss. Yeah. 215
Want that on the record.
215-592-9494. Get to another decision. I'll give Ike and Jack after Jack tells you about Xfinity.
When Team USA is on, imagine the moment a kid starts believing that they could be next. While Xfinity can't guarantee that, they can guarantee your internet price won't change for 5 years. No contracts or commitments. While your kid is ordering gear online, streaming highlight reels, or video chatting with coaches, your Xfinity internet price won't budge. When the next Olympic Winter Games roll around, your kid could be getting fitted for their very own Team USA uniform, and you'll still be paying the same price for reliable Wi-Fi. There's even more to enjoy with the Xfinity Gold Medal Celebration. Now through February 22nd, get Xfinity's best price on gig Wi-Fi for 5 years guaranteed, just $50 a month. Plus, you get Peacock Premium included for 2 years. That's a $10.99 a month value. Xfinity, imagine that. Proud partner of Team USA. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. To get started, visit Xfinity.com or drop into an Xfinity store today.
All right. So it's decision week. To celebrate the final day of decision week, I'm giving you guys other decisions to make. And I gave you one in the first hour. Here is the decision you will have to make. Ike.
Yes.
This is for 5 years again.
Oh, God.
Xfinity Internet, you can keep the same price for 5 years.
There you go. 5 years. Option one, you have to pee 23 times a day.
What?
Why 23?
No, that's the number I came up with. No matter how much you drink, even if you don't drink anything at all, you got to pee 23 times a day. It happens. You can't control it. You know, 23 times.
All right.
Option B, for the next 5 years, Herb from the Northeast gets to decide what meal you eat for every meal.
I feel like Herb and Ike kind of eat similarly.
No, we don't.
A lot of meat.
So, Ike?
And noodles.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd have to go with Herb picking my food for 5 years.
Really? That sounds very unhealthy.
No, you'll die in 5 years.
I don't care. Can you imagine going to the bathroom 23 times in a day?
Well, now, is there a length of going?
No, it's just you got to pee.
Okay.
Well, yeah. There's length involved. I'm just saying, going for to the bathroom 23 times a day is...
Sounds horrible. I do it during the show, but like besides that...
Well, Jack, what are you choosing?
Easily Herb. Well, no. I'm on my new health kick.
Yes, and Herb is not on a health kick.
Herb would set me back.
And you cannot direct him as to how you wake up and you get your...
Whatever his choices are.
So
it could be
Chinese food for breakfast, Chinese food for lunch, Chinese food for dinner. You never know.
And that sits in there, too.
It does.
I feel like every time we talk to Herb, he's either at a diner, or just got done getting Chinese food.
Yes.
You know?
So, Jack?
I think I'd take the peeing.
Yeah, I would take the peeing as well. I can't handle it.
Because you don't eat anything.
Well, but then I'd have to eat.
Yeah. Oh, but hold on. It'd be funny to see you fat again.
And I'd have no choice but to be fat. There's no way Herb is.
Yeah, and he's definitely not giving you vegan food.
No, he's not. Yeah, I'm telling you, that slop that he eats, we hear it all the time. I just pee. I'm not going to have a good sleep for... You know,
you're never going to sleep.
For five years.
You're never going to do anything.
Oh, it's going to be miserable.
But pee every day.
Your whole day is going to be filled with pee. Yep.
What if you educate Herb on the food system?
Well, I'm going to have to bring a bucket in the studio.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, YouTube numbers.
Oh, it would be great. Would it? Really? 215-592-9494.
That's a tough one, Spike.
Yep.
That's a tough one.
Ray in Roxborough. You're on WIP. What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Ray?
What's up, Ray?
I worry with this whole, what's it called, draft quarterback or not. I do not want to get into a situation like the Bears or the Jets where they get into this kind of either or where the coach or the GM drafts the guy and then they eventually get fired and then the new guy comes in and does not like the quarterback and they're continually misaligned in who is playing on the field and who wanted them there or did not want them there in the front office or in the head coaching position. So I think we're at a juncture here where Sirianni is kind of the question mark of how long and when, and now that's coming up for Jalen as well, or you guys are forcing the conversation with Decision Week, and they're forcing the conversation with their play and their decisions. But I think one in the hand is better than two in the bush, and I don't think we need to force the Jalen change your behavior with a threat of a new quarterback, but more so force that conversation and we're not extending you until you show us something or change of behavior or more willingness to run or an improvement as a thrower.
Can I ask you something, though, Ray? What's the difference?
Oh, please.
What's the difference? Then, now, to be clear, I'm not drafting a quarterback to light a fire under Jalen. That was something I said that could – you don't think that going into a season with a quarterback who has no guaranteed money after this year is putting him on notice? Like, you've already put him on notice.
I think what it does is it aligns the no tie, the plural of notice, for the coach and the the coach and the quarterback. So this way, that is an aligned thing. I do not think you can. I don't think you can untangle the two and then create and start fresh. I think the starting fresh is maybe easier with Jalen, but I don't quite know. I feel like they're too entangled with one another.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if you put him on a lie detector test, what Nick thinks of Jalen as a quarterback moving forward. I have no idea. We're guessing on a lot of these things. I guess if your proposition is I want consistency in lieu of better, I don't know if I agree with that. Like the Bears eventually ended up in a good situation. Right? After cycling through all that, they certainly have their future head coach.
It only took 50 years.
Take a while. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would much rather that, let's say Nick is gone. I mean, Nick is gone eventually, however long it takes. I'd rather the new person coming in be the one to say, here is my person. So if I feel like if we have that package deal versus here's someone who's inheriting Jalen or here's this second round, whoever, third round person we picked that now you're forced to work with, Sean Mannion or whoever is new head coach eventually. I feel like that's where you get into this spiraling lack of cohesion and everyone moving forward as a team unit, which we're already seeing is creating struggle for the team last year and even in prior years.
All right. It's a fair point, Ray. I don't agree really, but I think it's a it's a fair point. Whether to draft a quarterback or not, especially in the first three rounds,
it is
an interesting question because, and I think it's one of the good things about all the Decision Week questions, is that they are all legitimate. People say, you know, when we talked about should they give Jalen an extension, well, that's ridiculous, why are you talking about it? It's a real question. Whether they draft a quarterback or not, especially considering the number of quarterbacks they've drafted and that they've done it before, it's a real question. If you think there's no chance that they draft a quarterback in the top three rounds, you're
there's
crazy.
Definitely a chance.
There's
yes.
definitely a chance.
There's definitely a
there's
chance.
Definitely
and
a
the
chance.
Eagles are always sort of looking. So I believe them when they say the whole idea that the quarterback factory and always looking at a different prospect. It's just a matter of whether they value that guy in a particular round.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it boils down to.
215-592-9494. Decision Week, the final day. The final 2 hours of Decision Week, do you think the Eagles should take a quarterback in the upcoming draft? Coming up next, we'll do a little High Hopes Jackie Baseball report. Maybe a little – Kyle Schwarber talked about Castellanos.
He did.
Hey.
Yeah, he did. I don't know.
I have not heard it yet.
Teammate he is?
Yeah. I have not heard it yet.
It's very interesting.
Is it interesting?
It's interesting.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, where can you find Joe Conklin?
Man, you can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. It's music and comedy at the Broadway Theater in our neck of the woods, Spikes. In Pittman, New Jersey.
It's very close.
On Saturday, February 21st. You know where to go to get your tickets at. JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com. All right. Want to know why betting the winter games on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino makes sense? From game lines to medal counts to finding your angle on the events you care about most, FanDuel gives you more ways to stay connected to the action. The Winter Games are on, and there's no better way to follow them than with a bet on FanDuel. Curling matches that start slow and somehow get tense pretty fast. Speed skating decided by inches. Hockey games that feel different from the opening face-off, and so much more. The FanDuel app is easy to use and is perfect for making all the winter action even more fun. Just download the app to get started. FanDuel. Play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about 5 generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.